Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
All right, it is 8:40 on this finally Friday morning. You're familiar with Wreaths Across America? We've talked about it here before. Best known for placing wreaths on veterans' headstones at the holiday season. Their mission is to remember, honor, and teach, and that drives work all year long, especially as we approach Memorial Day. Joining us right now is the CEO of Wreaths Across America, Karen Worcester. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Appreciate you being here. Remind us what Wreaths Across America is, what your mission is, and how you go about it.
Well, we're 501c3, and our mission is to remember the fallen, honor those that serve, most importantly to me, teach the next generation the value and cost of freedom. And as you mentioned, we are probably most well known for placing wreaths in December on, oh my God, well over 5,000 locations all over the country now. But our mission, specifically honor and teach, take care during the year, and we do that so many ways. I mean, we have a teach curriculum, which has now been seen by over a million kids, which is amazing to us. It's curriculum is based on the characteristics of the United States military and teaching kids that with freedom comes responsibility. Little dose of civics in there, and that's been such a popular program. So that's one way we teach. We have... As I said, we're in every state, Michigan, I know we have several locations there, and we have liaisons, and we have boots on the ground there with our incredible volunteers who are out doing things in the community. We have a great program called $5 Back, where we work with hundreds and hundreds of other veteran service organizations, and for every $17 re-sponsorship that they gather, $5 not only it stays in their community, they have a wreath to place, but $5 stays in their community to help with other veterans and civic projects. And we've given back to the communities over $30 million to date to support those causes in the communities. We have so many programs that we work year-round, including we do have a radio station with over 120 podcasts of other like veteran service organizations. So it's kind of like one-stop shopping for veterans and their families who have any needs. It's we kind of just embrace the veterans community and all the people that work in it and come together to push that mission out year-round.
It's amazing how this organization has grown and changed over the years. How did Wreaths Across America start?
Oh, crazy. It's crazy. I'll give you the, Paul, I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. Yeah. But basically, my family has always been in the balsam wreath business for years and years and years when I met my husband back in the early 70s. And in 1992, he had a surplus of wreaths. He didn't want them to go to waste. They were freshly made. All of his customers had been satisfied, and he recalled being at Arlington. He wanted a trip there as a paper boy when he was 12. Mm. We had teenage children at the time. He thought it'd be wonderful if, just as a thank you from the family, he could take those wreaths to Arlington and put them on the headstones. He remembered the cemetery. It really had stuck in his mind. And lo and behold, with a few calls, he was able to do that. We were floored that we could. He loaded up the truck and took 5,000 wreaths to Arlington. They let them put the wreaths down in Section 27, which is the oldest section, and it just made such an impact on their lives. They came home with a handful of people that helped them there, maybe 10 people, took them all day. But as they placed every wreath and read every name, it just really hit home. And even my kids had written down names, you know, to try to research because they were young or had questions about why there were unknowns. So we just decided if they let us continue that we go every year and do a different section of the cemetery. And so they gave us permission. We did that from 1992 until 2005, just as a family. And in 2005, the Pentagon photographer happened to be there for a military funeral, took a picture, put it on the Pentagon Facebook page, not Facebook then, it was just their website, mm-hmm. and it went viral. And by January of 2006, we had received thousands, literally thousands of emails and letters. People wanted to know if this is true, the emotion it put in. I met and talked to my first Gold Star mothers from people calling to thank us and want to be involved. So it just started rolling downhill. And so in 2007, to just answer the call of how can we get involved? We went to a few friends that had been helping us over the years and formed the 501c3. And our goal then was to anybody that wanted a wreath on their loved one's grave, that it wasn't insurmountable to do, that it could be done and delivered. And even in 2006, before we got to be incorporated as a 501c3, we had almost 100 different locations that my husband sent. He called them ceremonial wreaths, one for each branch of the military and one for POW, MIA. And he sent those people those wreaths. And we just thought it'd be a kick if we all did place the wreaths at the same time. And everybody said, that's not possible. But with the help of the Civil Air Patrol, we were able to do that. And from there, it's been like wildfire. From 5,000 wreaths to over 3.1 million last year. Millions of volunteers, a third of whom are kids. And honestly, you had asked about the mission. And in those early, when people first found out, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I've learned to listen. And the mission came from what we were hearing from the people, from the moms, from the veterans, from those still serving who have families at home. Remember? You got to remember, you got to honor, you got to teach. And so we stay true to that mission, and it's worked so well for us.
It's fantastic. I know every December we've got a good group of volunteers locally here that lay those wreaths at the Allied Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Port Huron. It's an amazing thing to see. What's your message to folks as Memorial Day approaches? What are you hoping people will remember next week on Memorial Day?
Well, I know people can. We live in Maine. I know Michigan's almost as bad, but they think of Memorial Day and you think, oh, here's summer. Mm-hmm. But boy, it's not summer for a lot of people. It's not summer. And I think people need to remember, I saw some advertisements today of, honor the veterans. And veteran will be the first one to tell you that this day, Memorial Day, is for those people that didn't get to be veterans. They didn't make it home. They died. And to be mindful that we tell our stories. We have a mission statement, but our theme this year is Remember Me. And we realized how important it is to give those that died a voice, to give those that served a voice as well. But to talk about them, not their deaths, but who they were as individuals. It was life they gave us. And they all had a family, and they all had a mom and a dad, and they all put on the uniform and died for us. So as people enjoy their families, they need to be very thankful that somebody is not with their family so that we can live safe and freely and be proud of them. And, one of the things that's really, I've talked to a lot of people this last few weeks, and a couple of people that I talked to, one was in their late 80s and one was 94. And their real cry is to teach kids to love this country again, that we're something to be proud of, that because of who we are and who has stepped up through the years, that we need to be proud of this country and teach kids to be proud of taking part in part of keeping us free.
What a fantastic organization. What a fantastic story you have. Reader's Digest version or not, that's a great, great story. Karen, what is your website? Where can people connect with Wreaths Across America?
It's just wreathsacrossamerica.org. And for those listening in Michigan, we have several locations. You can find them there. If you, anywhere there's a veteran buried, if we're not there, you reach out to us and we can get you set up. There is no cost to participate. If you just want to sign up to begin with, my husband still sends the ceremonial wreaths to anybody that wants to get started so they can get started that way. You can find about the radio station, about the TEACH program, and everything else we do. It's right there at wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Fantastic stuff. Karen, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.